This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Kathy Gill joining us again inside the Good Vibe Tribe.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
You don't sound tired.
I've had some rest since finishing the Great World Race.
Yes, so Kathy did the Great World Race Friday, November 21st. So it is seven marathons on seven continents in 1 week. How did it go?
It went great. Not to use the cliche, but it was truly a remarkable experience, both a physical and mental test, but truly extraordinary.
Can you tell everybody how you finished?
How I finished.
Like, I mean, in terms of, you sent us an email and you had some pretty remarkable stats in there, and I just want to share those with the people.
Sure, yes, absolutely. So we started in Cape Town, South Africa. Originally, we were supposed to fly to Antarctica on the first day of the seven-day race, but those plans changed. So we started in Cape Town, finished Cape Town, went on to Antarctica, where we met some of the most brutal winter conditions you would ever want to run in. We had minus 20 degree Fahrenheit wind chill factors, icy conditions, and it actually took out a number of the runners from the full marathon contention. So there were 19 women who set out on this excursion, and I think it was 14 of us that finished the full distance. And, you know, similarly, some of the men dropped down to the half distance in Antarctica. So that was a real mental and physical test for all of the participants in the Great World Race.
And then you have to go run another marathon the next day.
Exactly. So we fly back to Cape Town, you know, no sleep, not very much food, and get on a flight to Perth. We literally walk across a tarmac, get on a plane and fly to Perth, Australia, where we were met with 96 degree Fahrenheit temperatures, sun cover, and completely different climate. And that, you know, I think for everyone, that was sort of the turning point, you know, coming off of Antarctica, where it was brutally cold. You know, what does the next climate look like, and how are we going to finish this next race? But I think everyone had a relatively good experience in Perth, much to the thanks of the support staff keeping us cool. We had ice buckets where we would you know, plunge our upper bodies in to keep our core temperature down. And everyone finished that one. So that was sort of a turning point in the week. And from there, we went on to Abu Dhabi, which was another hot climate. And from Abu Dhabi, we flew to Faro, Portugal, where we ran a race in Altura, one of my favorite locations of the Great World Race. And from there, we went to Cartagena, Colombia, and ran in the middle of the night in very hot and humid conditions. And eventually flew home on Friday the 21st to Miami Beach, landing the night before, where we were welcomed by family members and friends, and finished the seventh of the seven marathons on the seven continents.
Kathy, how does one feel after running seven marathons on seven continents in 1 week? Like when you wake up on day eight, what is your body doing?
You know, that's a great question. When I finished Miami, my commentary was, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow morning. I wish there was an eighth continent. You sort of get into this routine where you run, rest, recover, fuel your body, and get up again running the next day. And it was bittersweet when we crossed the Miami finish line, because we had really become a very supportive group of friends and almost family during the course of the week. And I think there was a few of us that missed getting up to run. That said, I took full advantage of the spa facilities at the hotel where we were staying and did build some rest and relaxation into the days following the race.
Okay, it would sorry, go ahead, Kennedy.
I'm going to say what you didn't. You were the oldest woman in the field. You came in sixth overall of the women. You are officially a member of the Seven Continent Marathon Club and one of only 183 women worldwide to ever do this. I just had to say that because she wasn't going to.
Thank you, Kennedy.
You don't even have to answer. I just had to say it.
And you hit your fundraising goal as well?
I did. And I think that's really what was so heartening for me, was giving meaning to my miles. And particularly in Abu Dhabi, that was a race that I was really struggling. It was high humidity. I had made a poor choice of running shoes. And my why was what got me through that race. So running for Shatterproof, raising money for an organization that works to destigmatize addiction, and running the memory of my daughter really gave meaning to my miles and helped me get through the distances. And that race, and it was very important because it was the midway mark of the Great World Race. So getting through Abu Dhabi was a really important milestone for all the runners. And for me, it was a very emotional one. So yes, much to the thanks of you and others, my current fundraising total is over $27,000. And wow. My original goal was only $20,000. So I just want to thank all the listeners that did donate and supported me throughout the course of the race. I really felt it, and it was heartfelt, and it got me to the finish line.
How often did your daughter pop into your head during the hard times?
All the time. I mean, again, particularly in Abu Dhabi, but at the finish, you know, from start to finish, I was wearing a bracelet that I gave her that says, beautiful girl, you can do hard things. Mm. And every time the going got hard, and you did have to dig deep to get through these races, I would remind myself that my daughter did hard things in her recovery, and that I could do hard things, and that I could do this hard thing. And when my children met me at the finish line in Miami, they were holding a sign that said, you can do hard things.
Oh, wow.
And so that just took me through start to finish, from, you know, Africa to Antarctica, to Asia, to Europe, to South America, and finally back home to North America. So she was in my thoughts, and I know she was smiling down.
Well, we're just super proud of you, and thank you for letting us know. We love to have people back on to learn what you did, and I'm just so proud of what you did.
Is it dusty in here, Dan?
Made me a little emotional.
By the way,
thank you so much.
No, of course. And by the way, I think the link for donating is still open.
Yep.
So if you want to text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, we will text you back that link. You can still donate to Kathy Gill, and just an incredible accomplishment. And you were already a member of the Good Vibe Tribe, and now you're a member of the Good Vibe Tribe on seven continents.
And I'm so privileged. And thank you, Carson, Kennedy, and Dan, for your support. And I just want to let you know that the Good Vibe Tribe is making a difference. You are making a true impact, not just for my organization, but for organizations all over the world. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Thanks so much, Kathy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup.
Gossiping
24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
6:30 is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Well, last week we told you that Taylor Swift had settled on a wedding date of June 13th of next year. There's also a rumor I told you about that she had locked down the date at Rhode Island's Ocean House by buying out a couple who had already reserved the date. Now, the venue has come out to say that she did not do that and couldn't have, even if she wanted to. They said when clients and their families choose Ocean House as their wedding venue, it is an agreement and a commitment between our team and that family. Ocean House would not allow and is not allowing another party or entity to buy a wedding group out of a contracted wedding date.
The venue, which means they are,
won't confirm who, if anyone, actually booked that date, citing privacy. So theoretically, they could still have it there, just maybe not on that date, but
right.
We'll all just have to wait and see. And Taylor was, of course, at the game on Sunday with Kansas City Chiefs, and Selena Gomez joined her up there in that suite. I also heard Leonardo DiCaprio was up there, too. Oh,
none of that helped the Chiefs very much.
They didn't win?
No, they're 6-7 now.
6-7.
Why would you do that? Just don't even say it.
Well, I'm grown, so it doesn't cross my mind.
You know what? You're right. I appreciate that about you.
Did you catch the story where Travis had asked ownership not to have the DJ play Taylor Swift songs anymore at the stadium because he said it would take him out of thinking about football and thinking about her.
I think it was a bigger story that he didn't want to take away from the whole team.
Yeah, it was about the team.
Yeah, it wasn't about him. It was about, you know, just trying to be respectful that just because he's in a relationship with this woman doesn't mean that the whole world needs to be. So.
Sure.
In any event.
Plus, love story doesn't get you pumped to kill a man on a football field.
You're not wrong.
Look what you made me do. Come on. That beat hits, Dan.
2026 Golden Globe nominations will be announced this morning with 28 categories revealed online this morning at 8:15 and 11 categories shown on CBS Mornings at 8:30. You can watch the announcement live at CBSNews.com. Their YouTube and TikTok channels. Our actors Marlon Wayans and Sky P. Marshall will read the nominations. The 83rd annual ceremony will again be hosted by Nikki Glaser and will air on CBS and stream on Paramount Plus January 11th at 8. Don't know who the nominations will. Critics are saying Frankenstein, Hamnet, Sinners likely top contenders for Best Picture. Maybe J. Kelly, One Battle After Another, Wicked for Good, and Marty Supreme. K-pop Demon Hunter is also a frontrunner. Zootopia 2. On the television side, critics predict The Studio, Wednesday, Nobody Wants This, and Abbott Elementary's win the comedy categories, while The Pit, Stranger Things, Andor in the drama.
What does Golden Globe recognize again? It's both television and movies? I gotcha. Did you see they're fighting over who's going to get the, I think it's the Academy Awards now, too, that two other networks, maybe one of the streaming services that's fighting to get that broadcast?
It's getting to the point you can't watch anything anymore. I wanted to watch the Bears game yesterday. Good God. If you don't have TV, if you don't have cable, you're screwed.
Which is crazy to say in 2025.
You can't watch it.
You couldn't watch the Celtics play the other night. You could not watch the Celtics-Lakers on TV.
Everything is so fragmented now.
I'm so mad. You could not watch the Celtics-Lakers on TV on Friday night.
Well, greed ruins everything.
It was on Amazon Prime. It was insane.
We had a great thing with streaming, and now they're nickel-and-diming us and making everything. They've ruined it.
Just let that sink in. In 2025, you could not watch Lakers Celtics on television. It's mind-boggling to me.
It's where the money is, I suppose.
And then LeBron didn't play, or Luka didn't play. Don't get me started on that whole train, too.
Kenny, there used to be four channels, and we'd have to get up to change them.
I'm well aware of this thing.
Well, that's why you had
the good old days.
That's why you had kids, Dan, to change the channel. That's what I did for my mom.
And the Patriots had a bye this week, so Cardi B had a big old birthday party for Stephon Diggs down in Miami, because it's Art Basel, you know, happening this weekend.
What is that?
It's a great big giant art show that happens every year in Miami, but really all it is a place for people to go to be seen and watch DJs and pay thousands of dollars to get a table at said DJs.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of Delta Bravos, Dan.
I'm telling you, finding the algorithm found me, and I enjoyed seeing all of the party promoters talk about how if you aren't hot, don't even try.
Oh.
It's so gross, but in any event, they had a big old party. Cardi B wearing this gorgeous dress. She looked amazing for having just given birth to her third child. They invited some of their closest friends. They had dinner, music, and dancing. They danced. There was twerking. There was all sorts of things. She also serenaded him with Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday during dinner. And then he posted a photo saying, I carried all this weight on me and never complained once. The older you get, the more peace you want. It's a hard year, but we're still going. Cheers to 32. And that's what I got.
long as he stayed off the yachts with the random pink substances, like last time him and Cardi B were in Miami.
Mm-hmm. It was off season. What do you want?
Yeah, that's only the bye week here. He's probably on his best behavior.
Now there's no drugs at all in Miami for Art Basel.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Taylor from Haverhill.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi. How are you?
Good, good.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Taylor?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. She's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. If you tie, unfortunately, that's a loss for you, okay?
Yes.
45 years ago today, in 1980, John Lennon was shot and killed outside his New York City apartment building. Which band, of course, was he known for being in?
The Beatles.
President Trump says soccer is the real football, so the American sport should be renamed. The U.S. is hosting the next World Cup. Which year is it happening in?
Oh, boy. 2028? I'm not sure.
Question number three. Al Pacino is quickly shutting down speculation he's married to his girlfriend after rumors spread that he had tied the knot. Pacino is 85 years old with a 2-year-old son.
That shouldn't be a thing.
Which Pacino movie is this line from? Take a listen.
Okay. Do you want to play rough?
Okay.
No. Say hello to my little friend.
Name the movie.
Was it Scarface?
Sam Hunt, 41 today. Can you name his biggest song?
Nope, I can't. Sorry.
Question number five. Meghan Markle reportedly reached out to her estranged father after his emergency leg amputation, which Thomas Markle Jr. called a life or death situation. Before her breakout role on Suits, Meghan Markle was on which game show?
Was it Deal or No Deal?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! I appreciate that you don't do a lot of hemming and hawing. You know what you know and what you don't know.
Exactly.
She's quick to the point, Dan. To the point, no faking.
Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon.
Taylor got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
45 years ago today in 1980, John Lennon was shot and killed outside his New York City apartment building. Which band is he known for being in?
The Beatles.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. President Trump says soccer is the real football, so the American sport should be renamed. The U.S. is hosting the next World Cup. Which year is that happening in?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. 2026?
2-1. Al Pacino quickly shutting down speculation. He's married to his girlfriend after rumors spread that he had tied the knot. Pacino is 85 and has a 2-year-old son. Which Pacino movie is this line from, Kennedy? Take a listen.
Okay. Do you want to play rough?
Okay.
No. Say hello to my little friend.
That is Scarface.
It is. We just watched that. That's it. That's who is in that movie. It just hit my brain from what we were talking about. What's his name from Breaking Bad?
Bryan Cranston
is in Scarface.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, go back and watch it. I'm pretty sure it's just like he's one of his guys. 3-2. You ever get hit with something? You're like, aha! And it has no context. Anybody else in the room? That just happened to me.
Yep.
Question number 4. Sam Hunt, 41 today. Can you name Sam Hunt's biggest song, Kennedy?
Body Like a Back Road.
Bryan Cranston was not in the movie Scarface.
That's not it. Damn it. What movie is it? I just watched some classic movie and he was in it. Question number 5. Damn. Meghan Markle reportedly reached out to her estranged father after his emergency leg amputation, which Thomas Markle Jr. called a life or death situation. Before her breakout role on Suits, Meghan Markle was on which game show?
Deal or No Deal.
That is correct. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Taylor, no money for you. However, we are going to give you a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop. Tis the season for great savings. Stop and Shop is committed to helping shoppers save. Stop in to check out their lower prices this holiday season. So you enjoy that, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for calling in to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name's Taylor from Haverhill, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's getting near the end of this drive we love to get toys to kids who really need them. You have been so kind, but we need more. Could you bring them on in? We are running out of time. Can you help us? All the toys we want to have them all. There are 10,000 children.
So nice of Dan and Shay to do this for us.
Toys,
love those guys.
And they need to come from that sweetheart of yours. We're trying hard to get there. Our deadline is nigh. If it's 10,000 toys, won't you please try? We really thank you.
Ooh, ooh, Kennedy. Ooh. Voices of angels right there.
Indeed.
North Shore versus South Shore was yesterday. Kennedy was South Shore Plaza. Dan and I were at the North Shore Mall. And thank you to everybody that came out and brought a toy. And to Pheasant Lane Mall as well on Saturday. I saw somebody in the mall as I was leaving Pheasant Lane Mall and said there were more people waiting in line to donate toys than there were kids waiting in line to give Santa their Christmas list.
Yeah, I don't want it to get overshadowed with the North Shore. Pheasant Lane Mall went crazy.
We're just so appreciative to meet you, to hear your stories, whether you were a toy virgin, as Kennedy called one person.
She called herself that, and I stuck with it.
Or it was your 10th year donating, or, you know, kids came without their parents and they grew up giving toys. It was a pretty special weekend. So with the North Shore versus South Shore, it was a battle. We've done this the past couple of years, a bet between Kennedy and me and Dan is who is the best shore. And Dan, we've lost 2 years in a row.
Yeah. We're the bad news bears of this competition.
And so we were fighting, scrapping, trying to get the win this year. The loser will take a pie in the face on the show tomorrow from somebody who listens to the show. That will happen at 8:15. Mm-hmm. It is time to announce who will take the pie in the face. Who collected the most toys? Was it Kennedy at the South Shore Plaza, or was it me and Dan at the North Shore Mall? I'm sweating.
Do you want to do the audio first?
Yes. Take a listen to this, Kennedy.
What's your name?
Billy.
And how old are you?
11.
And what did you just do?
Donate to Dan and Carson. Don't get a pie in the face, Dan and Carson.
So you're rooting for us on the North Shore?
Yes.
You want Kennedy to get pie in the face?
Well, yes. I don't want you to get pie in the face.
And what's your name?
Emily.
Emily, how old are you?
7.
Why don't you look like you're also rooting for us?
Because I like Kennedy better than you.
I mean, I appreciate your honesty. How come you like Kennedy more than us?
Because she's a girl.
All right, yeah, that's not much I can do about that. So, you brought us toys, but you did it under protest.
Yeah, because we already met Kennedy and we haven't met Dan.
Is there anything you'd like to say to Kennedy?
That I'm rooting for her, and I hope you don't get a pie in the face. I hope Carson get a pie in the face.
Thank you for doing the right thing and bringing them here.
Welcome.
That's my whole life. It's like, you're fine, but I like the person you sit next to every day better.
All right. Are you ready, Kennedy?
Sure.
Are you ready to make the announcement? Do you want to go first?
Y'all can go first, or I'll go first. I don't care. You tell me what you want, and that's what I'll do.
Okay, so
I'm just here to be here.
Okay, so I just want to let you know, too. So somebody that came out to bring toys, they actually brought us a check because they have been raising money as well. So
no,
I don't
that
know.
That doesn't count because we're only counting how many toys you got.
But so. This is...
You can't take a check. We can't take money.
It's made out to Toys for Tots, and they showed up to support us. And we know $10 is a toy, which is what we've said all along, right?
So yeah, but this was collecting toys, and we literally can't take money. We have turned down people with money at every toy stop.
We didn't take money. It's a check to the Toys for Tots.
Whatever, dude. If that's how you want to win, win.
I'm just asking. I want to say thank you to Eddie and thank you to the 4th Masonic District of Masons of Massachusetts.
Oh, we love the Masons.
They brought out the whole crew, Kennedy. They were dressed in all of their garb.
I love this so much. They fascinate me.
It was incredible. And we met Eddie years ago at the Backstreet Boys Christmas event.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so he kept in touch with me and said, oh, we're gonna come out. We have a little bit of money. And obviously, when they showed up in their full regalia, we were just blown away and we really appreciate it. So do I count the money towards the toys? Yes or no?
I mean, we've literally sent away everyone who's come by with money or a check. But listen, I'm only here for toys for the kids.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't care either way. If I lose, I lose. It does not bother me.
It sounds like it bothers you a little bit, but that's okay.
Well, no, I mean, rules are rules, but you do you. Again, all I'm saying is the kids get the toys, that's fine with me. But if this was something like you planned ahead of time, I call shenanigans.
Absolutely, I did not. He did say he was going to come by and bring some money, but I had no idea what was unfolding.
But you didn't say you can't bring money because we can't take money.
Well,
I mean, literally.
I'm not taking the money. It's going to the Toys for Tots. He wanted to support us on the North Shore.
Whatever you want, my guy. Whatever you want.
Okay, so how many toys did you end up collecting? How about a drum roll?
We collected 940 toys at the shelter.
Shut up.
No,
you're
kidding
me.
Sure did.
940 toys.
And turned down at least $500, but you do you.
That's incredible, Kennedy.
It was amazing. People came, you know, with boxes and books and wagons. And
right.
I mean, I had to put toys in my car to take them out this morning. And it was really fun. And the people were so fun. Like they love you guys and they love all of us, right?
Right.
But there was a lot of conversation about wanting to be the one. I bet
your bucket is very full.
My fishbowl was full of games.
I mean, we joke around a lot, but shout out to the South Shore. 940 is crazy.
That's unbelievable.
It was a wild day. I was literally not expecting anywhere near that. So.
I was shocked by that number as well. Okay. So we collected a total, including the check, of 1,142 toys.
And what did we do without the check?
Without the check, we did 592 toys. They gave us a check for $5,500, Kennedy.
That's amazing.
It is unbelievable. I was pretty much in tears when they showed up and gave us that check. We had
because I would have told them we couldn't take it, but good thing you were there then.
I had no, you know, when he said, oh, you know, we're coming by and we have a check. And I was like, okay, the Marines will be there. You know, it might be like $250 or something like that. I just never in a million years had any idea they were going to show up with $5,500. So thank you to Eddie. Thank you to the whole crew for showing up and doing that for us. The text messages that are coming in.
I had nothing to do with it, for the record.
I said what I said. I'm happy to take the loss. I will take a pie in the face. If that's what happened, that's what happened.
I think we should let the listeners decide.
I love that idea. I love that idea,
Whatever
Dan.
Y'all want. I am not afraid of nothing.
Check count? We're taking it for the kids.
We're taking the check regardless.
But should it count towards this? Because we don't normally take money.
617-655-1234. You can call or text 617-655-1234. Whatever you say, that's what we'll do. How's that sound?
Yeah, whatever you want. I'm down for whatever. Whatever gets the children the toys.
Our faces are on the line.
Yeah, it's true. We told Kennedy off the air this morning, there's controversy. She's like, there is no controversy. It's who wins. I was like, nope, there's controversy.
It's always controversy with Carson.
How did I know?
That's because he's a shenanigans person.
I did nothing wrong. I was just standing there and they handed me a big check.
Carson.
Did you want me to say no?
Yeah, because we can't take it, but it doesn't matter. And it's not that. It sounds to me like you knew beforehand.
I did not know.
You literally just said. You knew they were coming. You knew they were bringing a check. And that's on that. But literally, whatever the people want, I'm fine with their answer. 100%.
617-655-1234.
Text line is going crazy.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Stop the count!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, no good deed goes unpunished, as my mother always says, Kennedy. Isn't that right?
Our, no, that does not apply here.
It does apply. It does apply. It
does. Just you saying it doesn't.
Let me finish. So it is Carson and Kennedy, our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. And there is consternation. There is controversy. There is there's shenanigans being called.
Yeah, there is. 100%.
So Kennedy was at South Shore Plaza yesterday. We were at the North Shore Mall. Whoever loses takes a pie in the face. So Kennedy collected 940 toys. Guys, that is just unbelievable.
Yeah, that number's crazy. Thank you to every last person who came out. You really made my heart very, very full.
How many toys did we end up collecting on Saturday at Fezzer Lane Mall? I think the number was around 1,000 toys as well, wasn't it?
949
on Saturday, Fezzer Lane Mall, folks. Thank you
just
so much.
Just unbelievable. That's just the biggest we've ever gotten anywhere.
Right.
Anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. And then yesterday, Dan and I collected 592 actual toys, but then the Masons came in and they dropped off a check, and that check was $5,500.
Which is incredible.
Which is incredible.
We love the Masons.
That's unbelievable.
It really is. So thank you to the 4th Masonic District of Freemasons in Massachusetts, to Eddie, who is a big fan of the show, and he said they came in their full, all of their hats and their, you know, their awards and everything. And they said this is just the first step for them. They have decided that this is going to be something they want to be involved with every year.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're coming back next year,
how
bigger
wonderful.
And stronger.
All right, with toys this time, guys.
And so if you take the 5,500 and the 592 toys that we collected, that would be 1,142 toys.
Right.
So kind of technically we won, right, guys? So, which means Kennedy takes the pie in the face.
We're 100% taking that money for Toys for Tots in our total, but the question is, does it count towards this bet?
Carolyn is from Stoneham. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts, dear?
Okay, so I think that you should count the check-in because it's going towards the toys. Mm. Sorry, Kennedy.
That's all right. Listen, I'm not afraid.
Absolutely should count.
Whatever you guys say, I'll do. It's all good.
All right. I love you guys. Love the station.
Oh, we love you too. Thank you. Beverly is from Georgetown. What do you think, Beverly?
Excuse me. I agree with Carolyn. I think since the check was for the toys, it was written out to the organization. And then I've always listened to you folks for years and years, and I don't, you tell people that, you know, you can send in money or checks.
Right. So you just want to see Kennedy take a pie in the face, don't you, Beverly?
Well, no.
It's all right. If you do, you do.
My other idea was, how about the three of you get a pie in the face?
Oh, that's actually not a bad idea.
So your compromise is we all lose.
Heather from Ashby, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, congratulations on the toy collection, for one.
Thank you.
Thank you for donating. You're welcome. Wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that Kennedy should not get the pie in the face because she did not collect money as you guys did, or Carson did, I should say, because I think Carson was the mastermind of collecting the check. So I think Carson should get the pie in the face only, and Dan.
Oh, a wrinkle. I don't know that I was a mastermind, more just like ignorant.
If you knew ahead, you're not ignorant.
So here's what I'll tell you. Being transparent. You know, we get messages all the time that people are like, oh, I'm going to come to this event. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And they sent a message and said, hey, we've collected some money. We're going to come see you. And I was like, and I just wrote back, great. You can see the messages. I was like, awesome.
No,
great.
I hear
we'll
you,
see
you. But if someone had said that to me, I would have said, well, we can't accept money, only toys. So just so you know that ahead of time.
To be honest with you, it didn't even click in my head that they were bringing.
Or like we donated online for money or something.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and you can see. I'll let you look at all the messages.
People donated online too. Like when we were there, but I just wasn't counting money because it was toys.
Rachel from Wakefield, what do you think?
So I think there is a compromise. I think in order to honor such a generous donation, you should definitely recognize it. And on the books, I would say that you guys won, North Shore won, especially because I live in Wakefield, so go North Shore.
Hey.
But also, the compromise is you guys take the win. But because you're technically breaking the rules, you and Dan should get a pie in the face.
Mm, okay. I don't know if I like that one. Yes, Dan, thoughts?
So what did I do? What rule did I break? I was just there.
No, Dan, there was definitely consternation in Dan's face when that check showed up. when we opened up that check and saw it was $5,500, we just looked at each other and went, holy hell, what do we do?
Well, the Kane's going to be mad.
What are we going to do?
I'm not mad.
Denise from Avon, what do you think?
I don't think that I love it that you got the check. Yes, you should take the check, but it said bring toys. Mm. I met Kennedy yesterday. Kennedy, I was the one with the broken wrist, and you were so gracious. I think it's harder to go out and buy the toys than it is to give the check. I, too, would have given a check in memory of my three children, but it said no check. And we always send checks to the Marines anyway, but no, I think Kennedy won this one.
All right, guys.
I love all of you guys.
It was great Kennedy meeting you. Thank you.
All right.
I noticed a lot of the votes are depending on where you live geographically, is which side you think is your counter or not.
Let's see. Sharon from Random, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Yes, I agree. I believe Kennedy won because she didn't know anything about the check, and some other people did know about a check, and it was toys only that we were collecting, and I believe Kennedy won. And again, that was very gracious of the company, that the people
the
that
Masons,
did that.
Yeah,
the Masons are incredible, and but yes, I agree. So I'm sorry, Carson, but yes, you deserve the pie in the face.
All right, thank you for that. The votes have been counted, Kennedy. The votes have been counted. So the deal is this. Yesterday, when people were dropping off toys, we had little fish bowls set up. Mm-hmm. And you could write your name down and the town you're from and your phone number. And then we're going to pick one person from either the North Shore or the South Shore to come in and pie us in the face tomorrow on the show at 8:15.
Yeah.
So this morning at 8:15, we're going to pull the name out of the fishbowl, to pick a winner, to come into the studio, to pie us in the face. Will it be Kennedy? Will it be me and Dan? Maybe it'll just be me taking multiple pies?
How are we going to figure this out?
I feel like the votes were completely split. I don't know what to do.
I don't either.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to James, Luke, and Nora from Weymouth.
Well, hello again, my friends.
Good morning. We saw you yesterday at the plaza.
I know. It was good to see you all. Thank you for coming.
How exciting that we got in today.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
This is a big one, James. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, and you win $1,000. Kennedy has left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Question number one. Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau went Instagram official after she shared photos and videos of their trip to Tokyo, including a cheek-to-cheek selfie. Who did Katy split with earlier this year?
Orlando Bloom.
Nicki Minaj, 43 today. Is Nicki Minaj her real name or a stage name?
Stage name.
Question number three. Miley Cyrus shared that she had an irrational fear of paper, and it especially made her cringe when it touched her dry hands. Can you name this Miley song?
There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. And sometimes I'm gonna have to lose.
That's mine from
Hannah
Montana.
Question number four. Us Weekly put together a list of the best Christmas movies of all time, and Home Alone didn't even crack the top five. In Home Alone, where is Kevin's family traveling to for the holidays when they leave him behind?
No, it's a tropical climate, Florida. Ooh, Lukey, where does the family go on in Home Alone?
Need an answer.
Hawaii.
Question number five. Machine Gun Kelly surprised fans in Chicago when he brought out Halsey to duet his song Bad Things. Bad Thing is MGK's only top 10 hit. Which pop star features on the actual song with him?
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
And thank you guys for taking toys yesterday, even if you did take them to the wrong person.
Oh, yeah. Felt sure. Let's go.
Kennedy?
Yes.
James and Luke and Nora got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friends.
This is for $1,000. Mm-hmm. Are you ready, Kennedy? These are tough.
Yep.
Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau went Instagram official after she shared photos and videos of their trip to Tokyo, including a cheek-to-cheek selfie. Who did Katy split with earlier this year?
Orlando Bloom.
Tied at 1. Nicki Minaj, 43 today. Is Nicki Minaj her real name or a stage name?
Her real name.
Her real name is Onika Tanya Mirage. 2-1 for James. Miley Cyrus shared that she has an irrational fear of paper, and it especially makes her cringe when it's touched by dry hands. Can you name this Miley song? Take a listen.
It's always gonna be another mountain.
That's The Climb.
I mean, we did it better, Dan, but that's not a bad version.
It was a great rendition.
3-2 for James. Question number four. Us Weekly put together a list of the best Christmas movies of all time, and Home Alone didn't even crack the top five. In Home Alone, where is Kevin's family traveling to for the holidays when they leave him behind?
Paris.
They are going to Paris, France. That is correct. You didn't.
Should have got it.
You said Hawaii, I believe. Tied to three. Question number five. Machine Gun Kelly surprised fans in Chicago when he brought out Halsey to duet his song Bad Things. Bad Things is MGK's only top 10 hit. Which pop star features on the actual song with him?
I don't know.
Camila Cabello, Kennedy, is the correct answer. Wow. 3-3. It
well
ends up
done,
in a tie.
Friends.
Oh.
Very close, James. You'll never forget that Home Alone question.
I won't get it wrong again. That's correct.
So with a 3-3 tie, Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the money. However, you did win yourself fifth row tickets for our Deck the Hall Ball on December 13th at Aganis Arena. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you are going to be sitting in the fifth row. How about that?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for listening. Thanks for bringing us a toy.
Yeah,
we do appreciate
so
that.
Good things happen when you bring us toys.
Thank you, guys.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Luke, Nora, and James from Weymouth, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, what's your name?
Janet.
Janet, what town are you from?
Salem, Mass.
So what'd you just do?
I just dropped off a wagon of toys with my son.
A whole wagon of toys? You brought it to the North Shore?
Yes.
Because you want us to win and you want Kennedy to get pie in the face.
I didn't say that. We want the toys for North Shore, but we love Kennedy. We don't want to see pie in her face.
So, you know, you just put your name in the bucket. You might have to pie Kennedy in the face.
Yes, that's going to be hard. We'll do it. But the North Shore, we'll do it.
Even giving us toys begrudgingly.
Yeah.
It hurt her heart.
They were like, you're just closer, but we love Kennedy.
So it was an incredible weekend collecting for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys.
It really was.
We were at Pheasant Lane Mall on Saturday, and there was a line 20 people deep for the entirety of the time that we were there. I ran into somebody after we got done, and they told me that the line for Santa was shorter than the line for people to donate toys.
Yeah, so thanks for everybody who kind of waited online and stuff. We appreciate it so much.
She said, you're doing the right thing. We're doing the right thing. And that is giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is all about. So the way you showed up at Pheasant Lane Mall and then yesterday, the Battle of the Shores, North Shore versus South Shore. We've done this for the past couple of years and Dan and I have lost 2 years running. And this year was the year that we were going to win. But there's a little controversy here.
A little
controversy.
The text line is literally on fire.
Yeah, I think.
I don't think we've ever received so many texts.
I think the text line went down. As a matter of fact,
I mean, we collected more technically.
No, we did not.
So Kennedy, 940 toys collected at the South Shore Plaza.
Unreal, just unreal.
That's wild. You must have been so busy.
It was a wild couple of hours, but. Yeah, we didn't get out of there till like probably 2:30 because packing all the toys in there and everything. Mm-hmm. I had to bring some in my car.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And we were at the North Shore Mall and we collected 1,142 toys.
No, you did not.
Number sounds good.
It sounds great. it's just not accurate.
We collected 592 physical toys and then Kennedy, the Freemasons of the 4th Masonic District showed up. I guess they do a lot of charity work in the community. Eddie, who is a longtime friend of the show, we met years ago at the Backstreet Boys holiday show. He said, this is a great cause. We want to be involved. And he had sent me a message. He's like, hey, we're going to come out and we have a check. And I was like, oh, great. And to be honest with you, it didn't even register that it might be a lot of money. Because people say a lot of things.
Well, it just registered that it was a check and that we have no ability to take money. Literally, legally, we cannot touch money.
Yeah, so I don't know.
First words out of your mouth should have been, can't take it. Yeah. Please turn it into toys.
But they did show up like 20 deep in full regalia.
That's dope.
And with a real big check for the
that
kids.
That is so amazing.
Yes, the full tuxedo and Masonic regalia was just unbelievable. All the pictures from all the stops are now up on the Carson Kennedy Facebook page, and they gave us a check for $5,500.
Just unbelievable.
So if you figure that's 10 bucks a toy, that's 5,500 toys. So it's 592 plus 550 is 1,142 toys. We win.
No.
But apparently not so fast, say you.
Kennedy threw a flag on the play.
Well, I was not alone in the flag throwing.
I didn't know the Masons were coming, and I knew immediately. I was like, this is going to be a thing.
Our boss, Sal, is on the hotline. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. We are here in just a few minutes going to pull a name out of a fishbowl to see who gets to come in and pie us in the face. So have you heard what happened this morning?
Yes, I did. I mean, I'd like you to briefly, and I say briefly, each state your case, because I am going to be like Judge Judy.
Okay. All right. So what, you'll make the final call then, I guess?
Yeah, I'll make the final call. So, you know.
All right. I don't know if I like this. Go ahead.
All right. I'll go first.
He'll be impartial.
I'll go first. The bet was who will deliver the most toys from each mall. So in terms of whoever delivered the most toys, that would be us. We brought the most toys back. And that's the end of my plight.
Dan, your turn.
Me.
You don't want to do it? I'll
no,
do it.
I think...
Don't get Dan in your shenanigans, sir.
We collected 1,142 toys. We have said all along that $10 is a toy, and somebody just happened to drop off a check for $5,500. Kennedy wins at everything. It would be nice for the underdog to get a win once.
Oh, my God.
That is uncalled for.
We've lost 2 years in a row, Sal.
So he's going to be unethical it work.
I will have to say, we do say $10 equals a toy. Mm-hmm. And they did bring down $5,500. That's 5,500 toys.
Yes, that is.
Yes, that is true.
Yes, yes. So that means we win. Kennedy takes a pie in the face. Okay, great to talk to you, Sal.
But that really is the way you had a little stuff going on as usual, Carson. And, you know, with that alone, just your shenanigans and everything, I'm going to rule definitely in favor of Kennedy. You will get a pie, and you and Dan, you know what?
What?
I don't think Dan should get a pie in the face. He didn't do anything wrong. So I think we should pull two names, one from each bucket, and you will get the pie. Two pies in your face.
I like it.
I love it.
I was an innocent bystander.
I don't like that at all.
And for that, I would like the listeners, if they could bring in some of those Doritos and Stranger Things, and we'll sprinkle them on top of the pie.
The czar of Mix 104.1 has spoken.
Oh. All right.
It's always you, Carson.
I don't
always.
Know what you're talking about, Sal. There's a bad connection going on between here and your palace, wherever you are.
Wow.
All right.
That didn't go how I thought it was going
to. Bye, Sal.
Thank you, Sal. Bye.
Thank you.
I feel like I just skated off scot-free.
Well, you didn't have any shenanigans, Dan. You weren't involved.
This is true.
You know.
I'll remember that, Dan.
I'm leaving.
What does it got to do with
Dan? Just threw me right under the toy bus, Dan.
Well, technically, Sal did, and I didn't stop
him. Mean, I thought we were North Shore boys for life, Dan.
I jumped right out of that foxhole.
You did.
Sorry, bud. I didn't take the check.
Or know it was coming in advance.
That's true.
All right, get the fish bowls. Get the fish bowls, Kennedy.
Got them.
You got them?
Well, I've got mine.
Okay. Dan, you have our fish bowl?
Yeah, I do have it. I'll run out and grab it.
Okay, so we will pull names from the fish bowls. Who will be coming in the studio tomorrow to pie me in the face twice?
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Our 10,000 toys for girls and boys, now in year 14. Mm-hmm. This is our 14th year of collecting for the Marine Corps Reserve's Toys for Tots program. And we've collected well over $1 million worth of toys in that time. Over 132,000 toys.
That's it.
Is how many toys we've collected prior to this year. That's not including what we've collected this year. That's prior to this year. And it's really all on you to bring us the toys.
Seriously, we just stand there. So honestly, you're the ones doing the work.
We just stand there and say thank you and take a picture. All the pictures are up. If you check Facebook, check the Carson and Kennedy Facebook page. All of the pictures should be up there. There was some issues with one of the days, but I think I got that all sorted out. And the photos should be up there now. So if you want to check those out. And so while we were out collecting yesterday, South Shore Plaza, North Shore Mall, North Shore versus South Shore, everybody really showed up for Kennedy.
It's not true. Everybody showed up, period. It was a really big day.
We collected a ton of toys.
Yeah.
We did. Kennedy collected 940 toys at the South Shore Plaza, and we collected 1,142 toys if you combine the 592 toys with the $5,500 that the Masons dropped off.
Yeah, thank you very much to them.
Oh, just awesome. Incredible. Thank you. Next year, Kennedy, we want to move the Pheasant Lane Mall away to a different location because I feel like a lot of people that were supporting you did not come to the North Shore Mall and came to the Pheasant Lane Mall on Saturday because they showed up on Saturday at the Pheasant Lane Mall.
They sure did.
I mean, that line was unreal. Okay, so a part of this whole process of the North Shore versus the South Shore was the bet. Dan and I have lost the bet 2 years running.
Sure have.
Thought we were going to win this year, Dan. I felt it in my bones.
At three in a row, that makes a dynasty, I believe, if we're counting what the Patriots did.
So we're going to pull a couple of names to come into the studio tomorrow because our boss, Sal, has said, because there were shenanigans, and he says I cheated, that...
Shenanigans, for sure.
That I'm just sitting here. Fathom, just thinking about it tomorrow. Not only do I have to take a pie in the face, but I also have to take Dan's pie in the face.
Hey, Sal said it, not me.
Yeah, but I didn't see you jumping in there saying, no, I'm a part of the team, Dan.
But he wasn't part of the team doing the shenanigans. Like, I don't understand it. You can't, like, do shenanigans, not include him in the shenanigans, and then be mad at him for not taking part in the shenanigans. Bro!
It is the North Shore.
Take responsibility for your actions, my friend.
I smell a rat.
Yeah, me too. His name is Carson.
So I'm the bad guy now?
Yes. No, you absolutely are not.
You got to go down with the ship, Dan.
I wasn't doing backdoor dealings with the Freemasons.
Oh my God, I can't.
Suzanne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
So Kennedy drew your name out of the fishbowl.
So, oh, I'm so excited.
Suzanne, can you do me a favor and tell Carson where you're from?
I am a townie. I am from Charlestown.
Suzanne.
Coming in hot.
Wait.
Faux yo face.
You are from God's country and you went to the South Shore to give Kennedy a... Oh.
I have... Look at... Full disclosure, okay? I walked up and I was like, I'm going to tell her I'm from Chalkstown. I'm going to come. I'm going to do it, right? And I was all ready to just, like, almost like the Secret Service would jump in front of a bullet, you know, for the president. I was going to jump in and give myself the pie in the face just because I wanted to protect you. But I remember when I walked up to that little table, there was a lovely young woman there, and I said, hey, can I give you a cash donation? And she said, I'm sorry, we can't accept that. But there are many stores in the mall right now. I ran to the mall. I made my 14-year-old pick out something because teenagers need gifts too. And we went and we did the thing. Well, now all of a sudden, lo and behold, this morning, oh, cash donations are accepted.
A check. It wasn't cash.
Stop while you're ahead.
Made out to the Toys for Tots.
Stop while you're ahead.
You're going to get a pie in the face from your own people.
I love it. I love it, but... Listen, sisters before misters.
All right, Suzanne. Well, we will see you tomorrow morning, bright and early.
We'll work.
Yeah, we'll talk to you offline and get you all the details, and we'll get you in here tomorrow for the pie. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Wow. Townies would never.
They actually would.
But they just did.
You're just surrounded by rats, huh?
Yes.
Like, you break the rules and then are mad at everybody else.
I'm in The Departed right now. And then we pulled a name, too, out of our fishbowl, Kennedy.
All righty.
We pulled Dawn.
All right.
Okay, Dawn was there yesterday. She dropped off at the North Shore Mall. We tried to reach her this morning. She didn't answer. But we pulled her name as well. Since we're going to do two pies.
One from each shore.
Yes, one from each shore. So Dawn will get to do one pie. Suzanne will get to do one pie. And I will take both pies to the face, Dan, because I am a man of my word. Because Sal said so, actually, is the real reason.
I don't like how you're spinning this narrative that I did something wrong.
You know what? Just let him spin.
It's a gift, Dan. It's a gift.
The people know the truth, and that's all that matters.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Jackie from Lowell.
Hi, Jackie.
Lowell.
Lowell.
Jackie.
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out? Let's do it.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture related. Get more right than Kennedy and you win the money. Just remember, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
No, but yes.
You're going to do great.
Super simple. Question number one. Sydney Sweeney says her silence on her jeans ad has created a divide. She says she's against hate and divisiveness and only did the ad because she loves the brand and their jeans. Which brand is the ad for?
American Eagle.
Dominic Monaghan is 49 today. He played Merry the Hobbit in The Lord of the Rings. Which part of Middle Earth do the hobbits live in?
I'm sorry, the phone cut out.
Which part of Middle Earth do the hobbits live in Lord of the Rings?
All I know from that is Gollum, so I have no idea.
All right, question number three. This singer turned 46 over the weekend. Take a listen to her biggest song and then name her.
I'm not gonna write you a love song.
Name the artist.
Sarah Bareilles.
Tyra Banks released a new Christmas single called Santa Smize. Santa's smize.
Nobody asked for that.
What does smize mean?
It's like kind of a smile, but a smirk.
Question number five. A trailer for the Game of Thrones prequel, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, has been released. The Seven Kingdoms are the major regions ruled by the King of Game of Thrones. Which continent does the Seven Kingdoms help make up where Game of Thrones takes place? Don't know? All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Tough questions. I tell people all the time. They don't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You just said they were easy.
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Anyways.
Lol.
Kennedy, Lol. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Jackie got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Sydney Sweeney says her silence on her jeans ad has created a divide. She says she's against hate and divisiveness and only did the ad because she loves the brand and their jeans. Which brand is the ad for?
American Eagle.
The all of the memes that have come out of the interview that she did with the one reporter, have you seen this?
No.
Essentially, a reporter did this interview with her and tried to kind of trip her up on this whole controversy. And Sydney just would not take the bait. And now all the memes are so good. If you get a chance, go read the article, and then you'll get all of the memes that are out there.
Good. Gotcha journalism is stupid, so good for Sydney in that regard.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Dominic Monaghan is 49 today, played Merry the Hobbit in Lord of the Rings. Which part of Middle-earth do the hobbits live in?
The Shire.
They do live in the Shire. 2-1. This singer turned 46 over the weekend. Take a listen to her biggest song, and then name her, Kennedy. I'm not gonna write you a love song, 'cause you asked for it, 'cause you need one. You see, I'm not gonna write you a love song, 'cause you tell me it's make or break in this if you're on your way.
That is Sarah Bareilles.
3-2. Question number 4. Tyra Banks released a new Christmas single called Santa Smize, Santa Smize. What does smize mean?
It means you smile with your eyes.
That smize is exactly it. Smile with your eyes, not with a smirk. 4-2. Question number 5. A trailer for Game of Thrones prequel, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, has been released. The Seven Kingdoms are the major regions ruled by the King of Game of Thrones. Which continent does the Seven Kingdoms help make up where Game of Thrones happens?
Westeros?
It is Westeros.
Look at you.
5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Jackie, unfortunately, you don't get the money, but you're not walking away with a nice little parting gift. We have a $100 gift card to the 99 Restaurant. Ooh. Here's to free popcorn, great food, and good times for everyone on your list. 99 Restaurant gift cards, easy, fast, and always a hit. You gotta love the noms.
I was there last week.
Thank
still
you.
Good.
Yeah.
Still tips hits. And tender combo, baby.
Mm, yeah. I like the tenders, too. I like chicken tenders. Some celery sticks.
I'm a turkey tips girl.
Oh.
I like the turkey tips.
We love a health-conscious queen.
Yeah.
All right, Jackie, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jackie from Lowell, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Lowell.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Amy from Winthrop.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, good morning.
Amy's working from home today. She's she's a government spy.
Don't tell anybody.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Amy?
Yes, Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, Is this right, Dan? It says we're giving away $1,000?
That's right. $1,000 of Sal's money. The best kind of money.
$1,000 could be yours this morning, Amy. Kennedy's gone and can't hear anything that is happening. You ready to do it?
Yes.
This streaming service just announced that they are purchasing Warner Brothers Discovery for $72 billion. How does that seem? Go ahead. Yeah.
That's crazy. That is Netflix.
It is. Let's go. Question number two. The original version of Star Wars will return to theaters in 2027 for its 50th anniversary. It's called Star Wars, A New Blank.
Star Wars, A New... did you say 50th anniversary?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
I think it's A New Hope.
Question number three. Terrifying video shows a Mercedes-Benz propelling over traffic in Romania before crashing into a pole, and the driver somehow walked away with just a few broken bones. Which country does Mercedes-Benz call home?
Mercedes is going to be, I think that's Germany.
Question number four. This sequel, originating from a video game, won the box office over the weekend with a $63 million opening. Name the movie.
Oh, can you say that one more time?
Yes, this sequel originating from a video game won the box office. Name the movie.
I'm so terrible at video games.
All right. We need an answer.
Question number five.
I will just say Super Mario Brothers. I don't know.
Question number five. Shirley Manson flipped out over a fan with a beach ball at a recent concert. She said she joined a band because she hated the beach and she's tired of fans treating musicians like circus performers. She's the lead singer for which band?
Shirley Manson, I believe, is Garbage.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! Super weird thing to martyr yourself over.
It's just right? Odd.
You're not a circus performer because they're enjoying themselves.
Hot Take Tuesday tomorrow, Dan.
Goofy.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Amy from Winthrop got 4 out of 5.
Well done.
Wow.
These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This streaming service just announced that they are purchasing Warner Brothers Discovery for $72 billion. Name the streaming service.
Netflix.
Tie to one. Question number two. The original version of Star Wars will return to theaters in 2027 for its 50th anniversary. It's called Star Wars, A New Blank.
Hope.
Star Wars, A New Bag of Money.
I don't hate it.
What's weird is when
I saw Empire Strikes Back when they put it back in the movie theaters. It was awesome.
It was always weird to me, though. It was never called A New Hope when it was out when I was a kid. It was just called Star Wars.
Well, that's because until they years didn't have later, set 9 of them.
Yeah.
Until then.
So they had to go back and rename it, which was weird. Tied to two, question number three. Terrifying video shows a Mercedes-Benz propelling over traffic in Romania before crashing into a pole. And the driver somehow walked away with just a few broken bones. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's wild. Which country does Mercedes-Benz call home?
Germany.
Yes, the city of Stuttgart. Tied to three. Question number four. This sequel, originating from a video game, won the box office over the weekend with $63 million. Name the movie.
Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
4-3. Question number five. Shirley Manson flipped out over a fan with a beach ball at a recent concert. She said she joined a band because she hated the beach, and she's tired of fans treating musicians like circus performers. She's the lead singer for which band?
Garbage.
That take is garbage. So weird.
She was having a rough go of it.
I guess so.
I think she got tired of getting hit in the head with a ball, so.
Yeah,
and just took it a little far.
Yeah.
Because the next day, everybody showed up with what? Beach balls. Beach
As ball. They should. Your life is so hard. If beach balls are your biggest plight.
Well, 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Amy, unfortunately, we cannot give you the $1,000, but thanks so much for calling into play in the middle of all your government spying, so thank you.
It was awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Amy from Winthrop, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.